Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim, Klal Aleph, Simon Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos. And now the Chayyim is going to address the mitzvah of Zechor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, one of the Seres HaDibros. And the Torah says the word Zechor, you should remember Shabbos L'Kadshei to make it Kodesh. The word Zechor, which is used in the Torah, can be used in two ways. It can be used to mean one should remember. It's basically a thought process. And the second understanding of the word Zechor is one should memorialize, which usually means to express it as such. For example, the mitzvah of Zechiris Amalek, the more it learns out, it's not enough just to think it, one has to actually verbalize the thoughts about Amalek. So where the Chayyim will point out that both explanations in the word Zechor in regards to Shabbos are true. The Chayyim will find multiple actions that one should do in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechor Yom HaShabbos. It seems that Torah leads Kerbet V'chol Yom B'Yom Es HaShabbos, Kama Shekosu B'Zechor Yom HaShabbos. Ratzu L'Armer Liyo Zechor Tomit HaShabbos K'ed L'Kadshu L'Angoy. So, while on Shabbos itself, obviously a person should be aware that they are on Shabbos. If a person is not aware that it's Shabbos, a person will forget that it's Shabbos. A person, chas v'shalom, should do some action which is prohibited on Shabbos. But the Chayyim tells us that the mitzvah of Zechor Yom HaShabbos is throughout the week. Throughout the week, a person has to have Shabbos in the back of their mind to prepare properly for Shabbos. So that's the first thought. Zechor is a thought process which will bring us to the action. Zechor Yom HaShabbos, if you remember Shabbos, L'Kadshei, you will make it Kodesh, you'll prepare for it properly. For example, V'lechein ho yashami hazake et oimer, kol dabar noa shekona zula Shabbos. Throughout the week, if he saw something which was he liked, which he thought would be something special, he would buy it for Shabbos. So the first point is that he would buy it for Shabbos, or even early in the week. He was already thinking about how could he make Shabbos nice? What could he do for Shabbos? He says, well, I noticed this thing. Since that's on his mind, something which is on your mind, you tend to notice. I like that thing. I'm going to buy it now. If he found something which was better, and he couldn't put both away for Shabbos, so then ochel harishana b'niach hashniya. So each day, if he found something better than the first one, he would take the first one which he already purchased, use it for then, and put the second one, the nicer one, away for Shabbos. If this is the only opportunity to get something for Shabbos, so that he would get it and put it away for Shabbos. Obviously, he was referring to something which would not deteriorate, would not rot, etc. A person likes a certain type of candy, and they happen to be in a store which sells that candy on Monday. So so Shammai HaZaken would purchase it then. He would say he wants to purchase it then. He's in a fruit store on Wednesday, and they have a type of fruit that he likes. He should purchase it for Shabbos. If it's a fruit which won't last till Shabbos, obviously that would not be appropriate. But if it's something which can last until Shabbos, he should do so. If he ends up going back to the store on Friday, and they have even more fresh, some fruit which is even more fresh, which tastes better, so he would purchase that instead. And that which he purchased earlier in the week, he would then eat before Shabbos. So that was the approach of Shammai HaZaken. So we see that Shammai would have a Shabbos on his mind, and he would be Zerchah Shabbos, and thereby he would be able to keep Shabbos properly, because it was always there to think about. The other point that Chayyim says, he would say Zoyel Shabbos. He would actually verbalize and say this is for Shabbos. So he would be Zoycherit in speech. And this the Mishnah Berurah brings down. When a person purchases something, the Kavod Shabbos, a person should speak out that he's buying this item, the Kavod Shabbos. Now, we do see in Halacha, in Siman Reish Nun, that it's actually preferred to prepare for Shabbos, an Arab Shabbos, because then it's obvious. It's nature. It's obvious that your action is done the Kavod Shabbos. So a person runs early in the morning to the market on Friday morning to get the food for Shabbos. People will see that the person is mechaber Shabbos. So it'll add to the Kavod Shabbos that people are doing it. If I buy it on earlier in the week, people do not know why I'm buying it. So Hillel, we're going to see in a moment, therefore preferred to wait till Erev Shabbos in order to have that extra advantage of doing something which is obvious that it's a Kavod Shabbos. Shammai Hasakim seemingly would address that by the fact that he would verbalize what he was doing as well. Even if a person purchases something Erev Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, the person should say they're purchasing the Kavod Shabbos. So we see the idea of having Shabbos in mind and actually verbalizing that thought. And this is relevant already from the beginning of the week. And one example of this is the idea of purchasing things for the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. We will clarify more about this point, and the Chayyotim will bring other examples of how to fulfill the idea of Zachar Shabbos Kodesh, even earlier in the week as we move along. And meanwhile, have a good day.